Good morning, and welcome to yet another episode of Popping Off with Phil, the podcast. Happy Tuesday, co-host. I hope you guys are making the most out of your shelter-in-place quarantine Tuesday. Under a normal circumstance, I would say hope you had a great week. Hope your Monday got off to a great start, but if it didn't, alas, Tuesday has arrived. It's our favorite day of the week. We are together again. But, you know, to be quite honest, many of our days and weeks are starting to run together. They're starting to look similar. I think people are starting to get restless. Even the most introverted of us is beginning to get a little cabin feverish and wanting to get out and be out and, you know, get back to the gym or the mall or the movie theaters or restaurants. Oh God, do I miss restaurants? do I miss someone serving me? Oh my God, do I miss my barber? Oh goodness, it's been a month. I don't think I've ever in my entire life, especially not my adult life since I've had gainful employment and worked a job, have gone this long without having a haircut and or shave or shape up or line up or some semblance of spinning in someone's chair. My barber is going to hate me because I'm going to want to spend an entire hour and 30 minutes. I'm like, could you wash my hair? Can you dye it? I mean, whatever it is that I can do to spend more time with him, I am going to ask. What I am going to do is this, and this is just a suggestion for all of us who normally patronize a particular service on a regular basis, such as a barber or a beautician, a nail tech, you know, someone who does our hands and or our feet or both. If you are in a situation like I am, which I'm very grateful for, very blessed that I am still gainfully employed, that I have the opportunity, the ability, the capability to work from home, that I haven't heard any whispers on the street. There's no sense of fear or endangerment in terms of my job and receiving a check. I am definitely going to send my barber a tip tomorrow on payday just to say thank you, because I know that his life has been seriously impacted because he is in the service industry. And he is not capable to go to the shop every day and make the money that he typically would. He has a family. He also does set work, and obviously all productions have been halted. So he's not able to make that money in that way. And he has, you know, he has kids he has to raise and a wife to take care of, a family. And I definitely want to be supportive of him throughout this time. So I'm actually going to send him what he would have made this last month, just as a thank you, to let him know that I'm thinking about him, that I can't wait to get back in that chair. I've never been so anxious to be in a barbershop. It's not one of my favorite places to be, but it's definitely a place that I need. And so I just want to show that appreciation. And I just encourage anybody who's in a position to do it. You know, these stimulus checks are on their way. I've already heard some reports from friends that they've already gotten them. So, you know, take a little bit that you would normally spend frivolously and think about somebody who's in a position that's very different than yours. And think about donating a portion of that or giving a portion of that to them. So I'm really excited about that idea. It popped in my head this morning. The thought crossed my mind, but I made the decision this morning that it was the right thing to do. And that kind of leads into what I want to talk to you guys about today, or kind of want to just vent and express. Obviously, I know that we're all sitting at home and, you know, you could probably listen to me ramble on for hours and hours and hours because my voice is so soothing and calming, relaxing. But I don't want to do a long podcast. I want to do an impactful one. And I really want to talk today about introspection. It's interesting because I don't think people are very introspective, not on a large scale. I do believe that there is some introspection that occurs, but Merriam-Webster, she's my girlfriend, says that introspective, or being introspective, is characterized by examination of one's own thoughts and feelings, thoughtfully reflective, employing, marked by, or tending to introspection. And I think that during this time that we're experiencing, it's a great time to be introspective. It's a great time. I mean, we're spending so much time by ourselves. I'm naturally pretty introspective. I'm pretty reflective. I try to think about what has happened, what is going on, and what's to come. But I definitely think on my past year and my experiences with family, at work, in my relationship, how I acted and or reacted to certain situations, things that I didn't say that I should have, things that I said that I shouldn't have. So both ways, things that I said that I shouldn't have said and things that I shouldn't have said that I did say. I don't think I treated anybody poorly per se, but I may have not always been kind. I may have not always employed empathy in my response or in my way of thinking. And being by myself has been really good for me to reflect and think about those things. It's challenged me. I have not always been my greatest advocate, but I have awesome friends and awesome family. I don't want to discount my family, but your friends is the family that you choose. And when you become an adult, and you live away, many of us spend a considerable amount of time with our friends and a much more considerable amount of time with our friends than we spend with our family. We definitely talk to our friends more than we talk to our family. And so I have a great support system in terms of friends, and they have often reminded me, they have often fed into me, they've often just said, you know, you're great, Phil, you're good at this, you're good at this, you're great at this. And sometimes I haven't even thought that highly of myself or my ability. This whole podcast is representative of that. It was friends who pushed me. It was friends who continue to push me. People listening that I didn't even realize listened or cared about what I had to say or what I thought about a particular thing. Tune in as often as they can or very regularly. Just to see what I think about something. And when I get an opportunity to speak with them, it surprises me that they care so much, or that they're into it, or that they enjoy it, or that they're learning from it, you know, or trying, not necessarily learning from me in terms of I'm teaching them a lesson, but learning to look at things differently. And that's why I want to talk about introspection and that being reflective, thinking back on things that you thought went great, and really analyzing why you think those things went well. What did you do differently in that circumstance or that situation than before? But also reflecting on those things that didn't go so well and trying to narrow down what role you played in those things not going well and how to prevent from putting yourself in that same situation again. I think that being alone, and I've said this, many of us have gone through, are going through, will go through some form of depression. Especially those individuals who are 80% extroverts or anything greater than 50%, feeling like you can't get out, you know, and wanting to do the right thing because it's not just about you, you know, really understanding that whole concept of social responsibility and like, well, you know, I do have family, I do have friends, I do have relatives, who are older, who are in a demographic that could experience a great deal of challenge if they happen to be infected with COVID-19. And so I think that many of us are cognizant of that or have not felt well and had some our own personal health scares that have kind of deterred us from tempting fate. And so, you know, being in this space, feeling locked down can be depressing. Not being able to see your family, if you are a family-oriented person, not being able to see your friends, not being able to go out, not being able to experience fairly decent weather, depending on where you are. You know, for those of us, like, it's tennis season here for me. So, well, it's tennis season year-round in Georgia, but I really only play in the spring and the summer and sometimes the fall. So it's tennis season. And because I'm in that space where I'm trying to be more active and because I'm getting older and in trying to exercise more and really enjoying tennis and what it does for me, It, you know, it's kind of sad that I can't really get out there and do it. I guess I could, but I'm a little caustic about it. You know, I understand that I'm definitely socially distanced from the person I'm playing with because we're from across the court. But what if that nigga sneezes on the ball? I don't know. You know what I'm saying? So just those things, you know, not being able to go out, not really being able to socialize. I think people are drinking more. People are smoking more because they're home. And so they have that privilege that they normally wouldn't. And the traditional rules of not really drinking until after work don't apply. You know, Lord knows there's been a morning where I've debated, am I going to have just a cup of orange juice or tequila sunrise or mimosa? In most instances, I just have orange juice. But I'm just saying, like, that option is available to me. And if I don't have a meeting that day, it's not like anybody's going to know. As long as I'm getting my work done, which I am, hey, it's whatever. You know, people are eating more, so they're gaining weight. And if you don't really have a reason to be outside, like you don't have a pet, like a dog that needs to be walked, or if you're not a person who feels cagey, I've spent a tremendous amount of time just in my home, especially during the week. And yes, I have the windows not open, but the blinds are definitely open. So there's plenty of natural sunlight coming in. I'm getting all that sun, but my oxygen and my vitamin D levels are tremendously lower than they would have been if I had to actually go somewhere. And so I think that it's a perfect time being by yourself. It's not a perfect time. It's a perfect time to be introspective. But I was saying it also gives way to those feelings of depression because many of us are experiencing this by ourselves. We don't have partners. We don't have spouses. We don't have children. So we are home. We are by ourselves the majority of the time. And that can be sad, you know, when you are looking to connect. It's bringing to light that people may not be very happy or satisfied with their work. Especially those of us who still have jobs. Grateful that we have jobs. And we don't want to confuse gratefulness with wanting more or wanting something different. For those of us who may be in school, same thing, you know. The pressure that's being applied because this is such a non-traditional, unorthodox change to normal life. We're having to adjust to that in a way. And that can be stressful. It can be very, very stressful and depressing. And so it kind of forces introspection. When I come out of this, when this changes, what will be different about me? And so I'm really embracing being even more reflective than I am typically. And not just looking at the things in my life that I wish would have went differently because I felt like something went wrong, but the things that I would like to change or improve. I've been doing a pretty much a push-up challenge since March 23rd, started off doing 10 push-ups. Let me tell you, I've done more push-ups since March 23rd than I've ever done in my entire life. And I didn't even think that I could. The fact that I made it to 10 was nothing shy short of a miracle. And to know that throughout the course of a day, I may do more than 10. Like today, I've already done 25. I did my initial 15 because my numbers moved up. Whoop, whoop. But I did another 10 today. So I've done 25 today. And I may do more because I have the energy. And I'm trying to build up my endurance because I'm trying to get to the point where I can do a solid 20, then a solid 25 without stopping. And also not looking as though those last 5 push-ups are going to end my life. So I've been working on that or been trying to work on that. And I've been posting videos, and I know people are tired of looking at people post their videos. I put them on my story, so they're only 24 hours. And if you don't look at my story, then you won't see it because I don't post much else there. But I'm doing it for my own sense of accountability. And to be quite honest, because I started doing it, I have a high school classmate, shout out to Aaron, who's up in Jersey, who's been doing the same thing because he started his own weight loss fitness challenge at the top of this year. And obviously the fact that he's in New Jersey and things are very dire in that tri-city area. He was committed to not become complacent and revert back to that old way. Like he wanted to remain on his journey, you know, uninterrupted. And so he saw I was doing push-ups and he was like, man, I need to be doing them too. And to be quite honest, the whole reason why I'm at 15 now is because he started off doing 10 as well. and then eventually got to 15. And so I was like, oh, you trying to make me look bad, bro. I'm gonna have to do 15 too. So now I'm doing 15. Now he up to 20. I ain't there yet. I'm still struggling through these 15. I can do the 10 pretty smooth, but whoosh, them last five, murder, she wrote. But anyway, we're encouraging one another. And I have other people who see my post and are sending me words like, hey, I'm seeing you. I'm rooting for you. I hope you make it to 10. I hope you make it to 15. I hope you make it to 20, you know, whatever the goal is. And that's kind of what we need in this space. You know, we need even more community now than we had prior because we are so isolated from one another. But I do want people to take the time to really examine this last year, really examine where you thought you might have been around this time this year. And look at and see if you were doing the things necessary. Were you on course? Were you on the right path to actually achieve whatever those things were? Looking at past relationships. Obviously, I've recently gone through a breakup. So I started off 2020 very differently than I thought that I would. I'm single. And I didn't think that that was necessarily going to be what 2020 looked like for me. In my mind, I'm like, hey, you know, we made it through that first year, almost to a year and a half. You know, people are working. People have better jobs than they had when we started. People are, you know, getting closer and doing more things aligned with what they feel their purpose and passion are. You know, 2020 should be a good year. And that's not exactly the way that the book was written, not the cards that I was dealt. And so being by myself, because I was having a tough time reconciling the fact that that relationship ended, has been good for me. It's been good for the grief process. Throwing out an old piece of furniture. And I had therapy yesterday because I'm still doing my therapy sessions, but I'm doing them telephonically. I didn't realize that the piece of furniture that I threw out was so tethered to how I felt about the space that I was in and how that piece of furniture was connected to a past situationship that I've talked about before and how I brought that into this space, not thinking about it. And then I'm in this apartment and was very excited about being in this apartment to share a space with my partner at the time. And that didn't really happen the way that I thought that it would. And how it just changed my whole idea and my whole perception about the space that I'm in. A space that I went into really loving, really, really liking, thinking that it was going to be great. I was like, oh, the sunlight's great. It's like this studio / efficiency. So it's completely open, but it's cute. And I can do this and I can do that. And I didn't do any of those things. And I threw out, I had a sectional. And a piece of the sectional was damaged beyond repair. And even though I had a warranty, the warranty said that they couldn't replace it because they felt that it wasn't normal wear and tear. Bullshit. But how that made me ashamed of my space. And I really didn't want people here. And so a person like myself who normally is an entertainer has become not an entertainer. And the excuse has been, it's small. I just didn't want to clean it. You know, it's a space that I lived in, but I didn't care anything about. And I was like, now that I'm working from home and trying to create a space where I can work, and was like, I need to get a desk or some small table so that I can actually be somewhere where I can comfortably sit to do my work. I started that process. And I followed through. I had to get rid of that piece of furniture to create some more space. And it has completely changed the mood and the atmosphere because now my windows are completely exposed. So there's a lot of sun. It's made me so much happier. And I didn't realize how much weight and how much was tied, how much of an investment was tied to that furniture, what it meant. The whole reason why I bought the furniture was because the person that I was in that situation with said, oh, I like leather furniture. And it really ain't leather furniture. It's leatherette, which is why it's so damaged and it didn't last. And I only spent about $1,000 on it, but it was still my money and I'm pissed. But I throw it out. And the whole reason why I bought that furniture is because he said, already like leather furniture. It's really nice. It's easy to clean. It's this, that. And I bought that furniture and that relationship ended. And then I moved into this space. And I thought about how great it would be to be in my own space again, because I spent a period of time living with a friend. So all of my furniture and whatnot was in storage, which was the first time that that had ever happened. And I've been in Georgia post college 12 years. And this was the first time where I was actually living with someone else. Yeah, the first time I was living with someone else since I graduated from college. And so the space wasn't my own and all my stuff was locked up. And then, of course, that's the time where I actually get into a relationship. All this other time, you've had your own space. You've been single as a motherfucking $1 bill. And now you get into a relationship and you're living with somebody else. How convenient is that? So I was happy to be in my own space, to enjoy being in my own space with a partner. And we didn't necessarily get a chance to enjoy this space in that way. So it was just so much. And throwing away that piece of furniture and having that conversation with my therapist made me realize how much weight was tied to this place and that furniture in particular, and getting rid of it, how much lighter I've become. Not something that I would have thought about if I was going to work every day. I wouldn't thought anything about it. I probably wouldn't even have gotten rid of the piece of furniture if it wasn't a situation where I was like, I have to live in this space every day. So I have to create a space that makes me feel happy, that makes me feel comfortable. Now, I didn't order a bookshelf, which I've needed since I've been in this space, because I have books on a table. I have books in a box, and ordered a desk, which, of course, Amazon did not deliver. Or didn't have a delivery date for. So I've had to cancel that desk order. And I'm going to order another desk. But I'm just so grateful that I've had that opportunity to reflect on those situations in my life. And apply some definitions to my emotions. And I don't think I would have been able to do that if we weren't in the particular situation we're in. So let me be clear. I'm a big person who knows the difference between a situation and the byproduct of the situation. So the byproduct of what we're going through right now is this soft reset, because it ain't a hard reset yet. We're on our way, though. It's a soft reset. And while I am devastated at the loss that people are experiencing, personally, I only know of a few people who are dealing with or have dealt with the virus. In terms of people who have succumbed to the virus, it's more of a 6 degrees of separation type of deal. Like, no one in my immediate family, no one in my immediate circle, and no one in their families are dealing with it in that way, at least not yet. And we pray that they don't have to, but I'm a realist, and there's a possibility that that could happen the longer that this continues. I was on a path and I lost myself. Oh, there we go. So even though I'm not happy about any of those circumstances, I am grateful for the reset. I'm grateful for the respite that we're getting, that opportunity to even have the chance to reflect on life, what it was, what it is, and what it can be or should be. And try to develop some type of plan to avoid things, change things, or create new things. Because that's what it's all about. You know, anytime you are looking over your life, you're trying to dissect things. You're trying to see what happened that could have been different. How do I avoid being in that situation again? If I'm in that situation currently, how the fuck do I get out of it? And how do I create a space that I'm going to be happy with moving forward? Or how do I just change that shit up altogether? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what it's about when you're in a space where you're really thinking through your life. I don't think I would have had the time or the energy or the opportunity to do it if I didn't spend so much time by myself, you know, alone. So I'm grateful for that. I'm going to be honest with you. I do not miss having to get up every morning to shower, shit, and shave and get dressed to go somewhere. Now that I'm not shower, shitting, and shaving. But the fact that the act of having that routine, I do not miss having to be places. I do not miss having to maintain a schedule and a calendar. I do not miss rehearsals. And I don't quite miss people in the general sense. obviously I want to be amongst friends, but I think I've explained this before, that the emotion of missing people is a difficult one for me to conceive when I know that a person is, there's access to a person. I miss my mother because she's deceased. And I can't see her and I can't interact with her. I miss her. You know what I'm saying? I miss my godchildren because they're far away from me, and life, you know, as children, you want to be as active or, as present in their lives in terms of developing who they become. But grown folks, I don't miss them for real. Cause I can see them and we have ways to interact. You know, my godchildren's, they're young. So, you know, one is not even 1 year old yet and one is almost 3. So attention spans and abilities to interact, like being present with them, is much more beneficial in my mind than being virtually available to them. And so I miss that I don't get that interaction on a regular basis. The snuggles and the hugs and the kisses and the smiles and the laughs. But grown folks, so I don't miss having to be out and about and around folk. And so I'm enjoying this opportunity to be with myself. And I think that I suggest that you do the same thing, spend this time being reflective, thinking about the state of your life and how you want to change it, pursuing something new, a new avenue in terms of what you want moving forward, that we will all be better for it. Spending more time to think about how important it is to be empathetic for people who are in situations that they can't change, that are much worse or dire than yours. It's a good reset if you take advantage of it. And that's what I'm attempting to do. And I just wanted to share that with you. It's so interesting because my anticipation was for this podcast not to be very long, and it still isn't because I'm under 30 minutes. But I just wanted to give you some tips. I think every week it's about trying to figure out how to cope with the pandemic differently, because I think that moods change. I think that there are people who started off thinking that this was going to be dreadful and they've adjusted. I think people started off thinking this was going to be a good thing and it's not as great as they thought. You know, working from home was not exactly the way that I thought it was going to be. And now it has become a situation where, as much of a TV person as I am, some days I don't turn TV on at all until the workday it actually concludes. It's easy for me to find myself in a place or a situation where I haven't eaten. I'm not drinking nearly as much water as I would at work, because at work the intention is to get my water intake in while I'm there, so that towards the end of the day, if I don't, it's not a big deal because I've gotten the water in. And I realized very early on, I was like, I'm dehydrated. Oh, sorry. My mic fell out. Or not my mic, but my earpiece fell out. So there might be a little small disconnect. Now I'm trying to do different by that. Obviously, I'm doing my push-ups. I'm trying to do more of those. I'm really just trying to make the most out of a situation that's not great, that I can't really control. And I'm also trying to continue to be socially responsible in terms of how I respond to it, because things are getting better in some regards, but in some regards they're not getting better, and they're not going to get better if people don't implore some level of personal responsibility to make sure that they're doing their part to aid in the mitigation of the spread of the virus. So that's officially all that I have. Thanks for tuning in. Obviously the goal is, we're officially in season 3, y'all. Woo, 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 woo. I'm so excited. This is technically the second episode of season 3. So weird, because I never really understood how that worked. So I've been doing it 2 years, but every year you do it, it's a new season. So you're always going to be a season ahead of the year. But it's fine. We're in season 3. And I'm looking forward to talking to some more people. If you haven't seen the First Ladies of Gospel, the biopic about the Clark sisters that premiered on Lifetime this past Saturday, you really missed a treat. And you should go back and see it. Not just because my good friend from Detroit, Angela Burchett, plays Jackie Clark Chisholm, but because it's a wonderful movie. That's the only plug I'll give today, because there's some other things that I want to do about that movie. And we'll talk about that at a later date. So enjoy the rest of your Tuesday. Try to get out and get some sun. I'm going to walk to the mailbox today. Not that I'm expecting anything. Y'all get y'all stimulus checks yet? No, I'm joking. That's a whole other thing. Anyway, I'm going to go, because if not, I'll continue to ramble on. I love y'all for real. Continue to be as positive as you possibly can. Pick up a new activity. Pick up a new book. I'll be reading I Don't Want to Die Poor. Essays by Michael. I don't want to say his last name. It's Archenu. That's correct. He wrote the book I Can't Date Jesus, which was a phenomenal read that I finished last year. And let me read the whole title just so you know what it is. His New York Times best-selling book was I Can't Date Jesus, Love, Sex, Family, Race, and Other Reasons I Put My Faith in Beyonce. So great read, great book. Go out and get it. I'm reading his second book, I Don't Want to Die Poor. Kind of talks about his struggle trying to be an author, and also trying to pay off student loans, because we as Black folks have to go to get degrees and educations to do half the shit white folks do to be successful. And that's the end of that. Love y'all for real. I'm out of here. Love, continue to like, to share, to post and repost, get other people to listen. This is a great time to build up my listenership. So if you are a fan of Popping Off with Phil, make sure that you're sharing this with people. And they only got to give me a couple episodes. If I can't sync them in a couple episodes, it really isn't for them. But I guarantee you, 2-3 episodes, and I can capture somebody's attention. So anyway, I'm gone. I'm gotta go. I'm gonna post the episode. Talk to y'all later. Peace.